Part 2, Explaining Nazism Philosophically. Section 3, How Could Nazism Happen? How could Nazism happen? This is an important question. Professors and teachers the world over use the Nazis as a prime example of evil, and rightly so. The Nazis were enormously destructive, killing 20 million people during their 12-year reign. They were not the most destructive regime of the 20th century. Joseph Stalin and the other communist dictators of the Soviet Union killed 62 million people. Mao Zedong and the communists in China killed approximately 35 million. The Nazis killed over 20 million and no doubt would have killed millions more had they not been defeated. So it is important to learn the lesson and to get it right. After coming to power by democratic and constitutional means in 1933, the Nazis quickly turned Germany into a dictatorship. For 6 years, they devoted their energies to preparing for war, which began in 1939. During the war, in which every human and economic resource was needed for military purposes, the Nazis devoted huge amounts of resources in an attempt to exterminate Jews, Gypsies, Slavs, and others. Domestic dictatorship, international war, the Holocaust, all are terrible. But what exactly is the lesson of history here? How could a civilized European nation plunge itself and the world into such a horror?